Próbny egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego przygotowany przez wydawnictwo Nowa Era. Poziom rozszerzony. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do trzeciego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One. If you've been mugged, badly injured, or attacked in any way, or if you've witnessed a serious crime taking place, ring us as soon as possible. Your call will be answered within 10 seconds, and a trained member of staff will ask for your location and for you to describe what has happened. They may also ask if you require any other services, such as an ambulance. If the situation is an emergency, a police officer will come to the scene to interview you. They can give advice on what to do next.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1. If you've been mugged, badly injured, or attacked in any way, or if you've witnessed a serious crime taking place, ring us as soon as possible. Your call will be answered within 10 seconds, and a trained member of staff will ask for your location and for you to describe what has happened. They may also ask if you require any other services, such as an ambulance. If the situation is an emergency, a police officer will come to the scene to interview you. They can give advice on what to do next.
David, I'd like to go to Iceland next summer, and I've heard you can help me plan my journey when it comes to travel arrangements.
Okay, Wendy, but have you found any cheap accommodation yet? I've got some addresses if you like.
Thanks. I've already mapped my route and checked the prices. But what's the best way to travel around Iceland? By bus or by car?
By car, but you'll have to book one soon. Renting a car is the best option. But it's also the most popular, especially if you're visiting Iceland in the high season.
Are you serious? Do I really need to think about it a year in advance?
The earlier you manage to book one, the cheaper the rental charge will be. There is no such thing as a last-minute deal in Iceland, trust me.
But if something unexpected happens and I don't get to Iceland at all?
If you book through Auto Europe, most of the time you can cancel with no charges. Besides, they also offer free transfer from the airport to their office.
I'm afraid it may still be too expensive for me.
Iceland isn't a cheap destination, but if you want to reduce the cost, invite your friends to join you on your trip. You will benefit twice. First, you'll enjoy the journey more, and second, you'll be able to share the cost of the rental.
Would you like to go with me, David?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
2.
David, I'd like to go to Iceland next summer, and I've heard you can help me plan my journey when it comes to travel arrangements.
Okay, Wendy, but have you found any cheap accommodation yet? I've got some addresses if you like.
Thanks. I've already mapped my route and checked the prices. But what's the best way to travel around Iceland? By bus or by car?
By car, but you'll have to book one soon. Renting a car is the best option, but it's also the most popular, especially if you're visiting Iceland in the high season.
Are you serious? Do I really need to think about it a year in advance?
The earlier you manage to book one, the cheaper the rental charge will be. There is no such thing as a last-minute deal in Iceland, trust me.
But if something unexpected happens and I don't get to Iceland at all?
If you book through Auto Europe, most of the time you can cancel with no charges. Besides, they also offer free transfer from the airport to their office.
I'm afraid it may still be too expensive for me.
Iceland isn't a cheap destination, but if you want to reduce the cost, invite your friends to join you on your trip. You will benefit twice. First, you'll enjoy the journey more, and second, you'll be able to share the cost of the rental.
Would you like to go with me, David?
Three.
Some time ago, a famous actor fell in love with a small island and was lucky enough to be able to purchase it for $1.75 million. Although the unpopulated island was considered to be beautiful, it was also in bad shape due to having been neglected. Over the years, the island's trees had been uprooted, and as a result, the ground was terribly littered with fallen trees. The eco-friendly star decided he would turn the island into a luxury resort, so he dedicated his energies to its restoration. He hired scientists and engineers who came up with the suggestion of planting 20,000 mangrove trees and reintroducing other native species. Another plan was to set up a research station to host scientists conducting ecological studies. The actor's guests were also invited to work on selected projects if they wanted.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
3.
Some time ago, a famous actor fell in love with a small island and was lucky enough to be able to purchase it for $1.75 million. Although the unpopulated island was considered to be beautiful, it was also in bad shape due to having been neglected. Over the years, the island's trees had been uprooted, and as a result, the ground was terribly littered with fallen trees. The eco-friendly star decided he would turn the island into a luxury resort, so he dedicated his energies to its restoration. He hired scientists and engineers who came up with the suggestion of planting 20,000 mangrove trees and reintroducing other native species. Another plan was to set up a research station to host scientists conducting ecological studies. The actor's guests were also invited to work on selected projects if they wanted.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Speaker 1. The role and look of zoos has changed over the centuries. For example, in the 19th century, they were called menageries and were created for private collections of curiosities. The original Victorian design of London Zoo consisted of long rows of cages holding a wide range of species to amaze visitors. In many ways, the principle has remained unchanged until today. Speaker 2.
I must say that I would ban all animal shows in zoos. Sadly, taking selfies and circus-style shows are still prevalent in many zoos around the world. Both of these are forms of exploitation and not at all educational, as is often advertised. Animals often suffer in a manner that isn't immediately noticeable to us. For example, that monkey quietly sitting on the shoulder of its keeper as it is petted by numerous visitors, or the snake repeatedly brought out for photo and handling sessions. Education is a vital part of a zoo's policy, but it can be done without the need for animals to perform.
Speaker 3. I think zoos should participate more in global wildlife rescue missions. Many wild animals around the world need help following natural or man-made disasters or other critical situations. There are wildlife sanctuaries that care for such animals, but they do not have the right expertise to look after many species. Meanwhile, many zoos rarely consider treating injured animals, maybe because they know that rescued animals need extra funds and other resources. Speaker 4.
Many zoos have some great local projects, but globally, they are more interested in exotic overseas animal collections. I personally appreciate zoological programs that offer visitors opportunities to get involved in environmental activities. For instance, the World Association of Zoos and Aquariums, which is financially supported by the Disney Foundation, helps connect people with animals from their region. Focusing on species that live in the locality and looking after them can bring a lot of satisfaction.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Speaker 1. The role and look of zoos has changed over the centuries. For example, in the 19th century, they were called menageries and were created for private collections of curiosities. The original Victorian design of London Zoo consisted of long rows of cages holding a wide range of species to amaze visitors. In many ways, the principle has remained unchanged until today. Speaker 2.
I must say that I would ban all animal shows in zoos. Sadly, taking selfies and circus-style shows are still prevalent in many zoos around the world. Both of these are forms of exploitation and not at all educational, as is often advertised. Animals often suffer in a manner that isn't immediately noticeable to us. For example, that monkey quietly sitting on the shoulder of its keeper as it is petted by numerous visitors, or the snake repeatedly brought out for photo and handling sessions. Education is a vital part of a zoo's policy, but it can be done without the need for animals to perform.
Speaker 3. I think zoos should participate more in global wildlife rescue missions. Many wild animals around the world need help following natural or man-made disasters or other critical situations. There are wildlife sanctuaries that care for such animals, but they do not have the right expertise to look after many species. Meanwhile, many zoos rarely consider treating injured animals, maybe because they know that rescued animals need extra funds and other resources. speaker 4.
Many zoos have some great local projects, but globally, they are more interested in exotic overseas animal collections. I personally appreciate zoological programs that offer visitors opportunities to get involved in environmental activities. For instance, the World Association of Zoos and Aquariums, which is financially supported by the Disney Foundation, helps connect people with animals from their region. Focusing on species that live in the locality and looking after them can bring a lot of satisfaction.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Samuel, as a successful TV reporter, you often have the opportunity to share breaking news with the public, either in front of the camera or as a part of the behind-the-scenes team. So you ought to be able to answer this question from one of our young listeners. How can I become a good reporter?
Sure. If you're thinking of this as a career, you should remember that those who thrive in reporting have a natural curiosity and a love of learning. You will constantly be looking for new stories from an angle that will make your station stand out from others. Whether you're interested in joining political candidates on their campaign trail or sharing the latest pop culture news, there will always be plenty to learn.
Does it require any special characteristics or skills?
As with any field, TV reporting requires a specific skill set. Your written and spoken communication skills must be first rate, especially your interviewing skills. You may also be required to report facts without expressing your personal opinions or feelings, and to remain self-controlled in stressful situations. You can learn in advance about behind-the-scenes skills as well. Reporting live at the scene of a breaking news story means putting together information on the spot with little preparation time. You should be able to cooperate with the editors and the camera crew while preparing for the broadcast. Learning about production and technology will give you the edge and help you cope with any potential problems.
How can a future reporter learn the job?
Looking for opportunities is essential. At school, choose your courses thoughtfully. Look for teachers with experience in the field and access all their knowledge, and in particular, listen to any advice they can offer. Ask plenty of questions and engage in conversations. Start working as an intern for a high school or college television station, newspaper or radio station. And think of a suitable degree course. A BA in broadcasting, journalism or mass communication, or better still, a master's, are both recommended for someone interested in becoming a TV reporter.
What can you tell us about the working conditions of a TV reporter?
Always be prepared to go above and beyond. Reporting is certainly not a 9-to-5 job. The news doesn't stop at the end of a standard workday, which means that a TV reporter is never off duty. Before jumping into a media career, get ready for long hours and plenty of hard work. Reporting is a competitive field, and you'll have to put in the maximum amount of effort to be on top.
Thank you very much, and I hope that you stay on top for many more years to come.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Samuel, as a successful TV reporter, you often have the opportunity to share breaking news with the public, either in front of the camera or as a part of the behind-the-scenes team. So you ought to be able to answer this question from one of our young listeners. How can I become a good reporter?
Sure, if you're thinking of this as a career, you should remember that those who thrive in reporting have a natural curiosity and a love of learning. You will constantly be looking for new stories from an angle that will make your station stand out from others. Whether you're interested in joining political candidates on their campaign trail or sharing the latest pop culture news, there will always be plenty to learn.
Does it require any special characteristics or skills?
As with any field, TV reporting requires a specific skill set. Your written and spoken communication skills must be first rate, especially your interviewing skills. You may also be required to report facts without expressing your personal opinions or feelings, and to remain self-controlled in stressful situations. You can learn in advance about behind-the-scenes skills as well. Reporting live at the scene of a breaking news story means putting together information on the spot with little preparation time. You should be able to cooperate with the editors and the camera crew while preparing for the broadcast. Learning about production and technology will give you the edge and help you cope with any potential problems.
How can a future reporter learn the job?
Looking for opportunities is essential. At school, choose your courses thoughtfully. Look for teachers with experience in the field and access all their knowledge, and in particular, listen to any advice they can offer. Ask plenty of questions and engage in conversations. Start working as an intern for a high school or college television station, newspaper or radio station. And think of a suitable degree course. A BA in broadcasting, journalism or mass communication, or better still, a master's, are both recommended for someone interested in becoming a TV reporter.
What can you tell us about the working conditions of a TV reporter?
Always be prepared to go above and beyond. Reporting is certainly not a 9-to-5 job. The news doesn't stop at the end of a standard workday, which means that a TV reporter is never off duty. Before jumping into a media career, get ready for long hours and plenty of hard work. Reporting is a competitive field, and you'll have to put in the maximum amount of effort to be on top.
Thank you very much. And I hope that you stay on top for many more years to come.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.